This is the Black Christian News Network One podcast. My name is Daniel White IV. Here are the top stories you need to know about today. According to WTAE, a large crowd of people showed up to support Legacy International Worship Center on Sunday morning. The Jewish Community Center of Greater Pittsburgh invited the community to show up in a show of solidarity after the FBI foiled a bomb plot against the church. Legacy's pastor, Michael Anthony Day, said, "Our life may have been threatened, but it just gave God the opportunity to be glorified." Muslim, Jewish, and Christian community leaders attended the gathering after a 21-year-old Pittsburgh resident and Syrian refugee was arrested for planning the attack and providing resources to ISIS. According to the U.S. Department of Education, the White House Initiative on Historically Black Colleges and Universities announced today the names of 44 students from 34 HBCUs selected as 2019 Competitiveness Scholars, the initiative's highest student recognition. Comprised of undergraduate, graduate, and professional students, competitiveness scholars are recognized for successfully preparing to compete for top opportunities that improve long-term outcomes. Jonathan Holyfield, executive director of the initiative, said the initiative's watchword is competitiveness, and these students are fine examples of the depth and diversity of competitive talent at our institutions. We are honored to recognize them. According to Black Press USA, the International African American Museum is set to move on in the wake of CEO Michael Moore's announced resignation last week. Dr. Bernard Powers, who temporarily will replace Moore as the developing museum continues to take shape. While some saw Moore's announced departure as sudden, Powers said it comes as part of the museum's internal timeline. Moore came to the museum project about 4 years ago to help secure funding, which he was successful in doing. According to Christian Post, at least seven Christian families were forced to flee from their homes in the Jharkhand state of India this month after receiving threats and facing harassment from a Hindu mob. Christian Solidarity Worldwide reported that the families were forced from their village on June 12th after a mob of about 200 villagers was riled up by a Hindu activist group. Sources said the displaced families include one pregnant woman and are seeking shelter in neighboring villages. Three other families that were targeted were forcibly converted to Hinduism. According to Black Press USA, HSBC Bank recently announced a $50,000 grant to the African American Veterans Monument, the nation's first ever memorial dedicated solely to honoring the military service of African American veterans and service members. Jennifer Strarbell, Chief Operations Officer for HSBC USA, said African Americans have fought for their country in every military conflict since the Revolutionary War, and too often their contributions are underappreciated, as are the hardships they face. Their bravery and sacrifice deserve a national memorial, and HSBC is honored to support the construction of such a memorial in Buffalo, New York, where so many HSBC employees and customers live and work. According to the Associated Press, a preliminary autopsy report says an unarmed black teenager who was naked when suburban Oklahoma City police shot him died of multiple gunshot wounds. The report released Monday didn't specify how many times Edmond police shot 17-year-old Isaiah Lewis or whether he had consumed drugs or alcohol. District Attorney David Prater has said he's seeking a toxicology report in weighing charges. Police say they shot Lewis April 29th after a stun gun didn't work and he attacked two officers after breaking into a house. According to NBC News, fresh sanctions levied by the United States drew an intense reaction from Iran on Tuesday, with a senior official saying the permanent closure of diplomacy between the two countries. Meanwhile, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani mocked President Donald Trump, calling the measures outrageous and idiotic, and saying the White House is suffering from a mental illness. According to the Associated Press, three astronauts safely returned to Earth on Tuesday after spending more than 6 months aboard the International Space Station. The Soyuz capsule, with astronauts from Canada, Russia, and the United States, landed in the steppes of Kazakhstan at 8:47 a.m., less than a minute ahead of the scheduled time, on Tuesday after a 3.5-hour flight from the orbiting lab. Two of the astronauts had completed their maiden flights, Anne McLean of the United States and David St. Jacques of Canada. The expedition commander, Oleg Kononenko of Russia, has ended his fourth space mission. According to Reuters, NATO urged Russia on Tuesday to destroy a new missile before an August deadline and save a treaty that keeps land-based nuclear warheads out of Europe or face a more determined alliance response in the region. NATO defense ministers will discuss on Wednesday their next steps if Moscow keeps the missile system that the United States says would allow short-notice nuclear attacks on Europe and break the 1987 Intermediate-Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. According to the Associated Press, the 2019 BET Awards featured a number of contemporary pop and rap stars who are dominating the charts, from Cardi B to Lil Nas X. But the show belonged to artists viewed as icons in the black community, including singer Mary J. Blige, filmmaker Tyler Perry, and the late rapper Nipsey Hussle. Hussle, a respected and beloved community activist in South Los Angeles, who was shot to death on March 31st, posthumously earned the Humanitarian Award on Sunday night. His family, including his mother, father, grandmother, children, and fiancée, actress Lauren London, accepted the honor on his behalf. Blige, who earned the Lifetime Achievement Award, ran through her hits during a lengthy performance, and the audience also erupted in cheers for media mogul Tyler Perry, who earned the Ultimate Icon Award. Childish Gambino, who didn't attend the show, won the top prize, Video of the Year, for This Is America. Beyoncé was named Best Female R&B Pop Artist, and Bruno Mars won Best Male R&B Pop Artist. You can read these stories and more at bcn1.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has and He always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thanks for listening, and may God bless your day.